What the hell was that?
I don't know, but did you hear what I was saying beforehand, like on your channel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a terrible situation that's going on across the United States. We got, you know, pandemic with the coronavirus, now this. But honestly, I mean, what did everybody think was going to happen when that was going to happen? A white man basically killing a black person. Like, do you think everybody was just going to sit down and just blow past it? No. They're doing what they need to do. They're showing their frustration. Okay, yes, it's kind of bad that you're, like, robbing and looting from, like, your home city and, like, mom and pop stores and, like fucking, like, other stores and setting shit on fire. It's bad. It's very bad. But at the same time, yeah. I mean, what can you do, honestly? Think about that for a second. As a human, as a person, as a country, as a nation, as an individual, how can you... How can you sit there and just be okay? And some people do that. Some people are actually okay with what fucking happened. And that's what's wrong with this fucking country.
Yeah, it's way wrong.
Even the world. Like, I mean, I know the world is a bigger place, and I'm not trying to speak just on the world. I'm trying to just speak about the country. Like, yes, the world's in this type of situation too, but, like, as a human being, that you're okay with seeing this happen is fucking despicable. It's a disgrace, bro. I don't like that.
No, I know. I agree with you 100%.
And it's, you know, and like I said before the recording cut out and ended the podcast on your side, I got friends and my niece is half black. Like, come on now. Like, you know, it's bad enough that, like, we understand what's going on, and then, like, you know, like, my niece is at that age that, like, she can sit there and watch the news and be like, oh, what's going on, but she'll understand. Thank God she doesn't watch the news, because it'd be pretty bad. But, like, how? I don't understand how someone can just be like, yeah, it's okay. Like, well, let me just sit home and not care. Like, I'm just bothered by everything right now. It's annoying. It's not fair.
It's really not.
Like, to be able to just be okay with that, even as a cop, really aggravates my soul. Like, when I've seen, I went on to my Facebook Messenger, and I was, like, looking at the stories, and that came up as, like, like, whatever, because I didn't know what happened when I first seen it. Like, I found it out late Friday night or, like, Thursday or some shit. I forget what it happened. I found out about that situation, like, very late, because I was, like, you know, I don't have Facebook, so I'm not watching what people post, but, like, I was on the stories just to see, like, who posted what, because usually, like, they'll post, like, pictures and shit. And it popped up and showed him with his hands in his pocket, kneeling on his back neck. And in the caption next to it saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe," three times. So I was like, what the fuck? So I went to CNN.com and I read it. And there's a video, bro. It's pretty, well, I don't know if the video is still on CNN, whatever the fuck. But, I mean, like I said, nighttime they talk about it a lot too. But, like, bro, it's disturbing. To be okay with kneeling on the back of someone's neck.
It's like, not even close to being okay.
Mm-mm. It's downright disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to find something. Where did I go? I don't know. Check over there. But, sorry. But, you know, like I said, we're going to take a step back from our talking about investigating videos and COVID-19 and all this other shit about, like, vlogging. What the fuck? Not vlogging. That's my lighter. No? All right. Oh, hold on. No, not you. Joey. I'm in the room trying to do the podcast with you, and he's asking for the wireless headsets that
we had.
Or that we have. I just gotta find them, so, yeah. You know, wait. Nope, that's not them. Nope. What the hell did I get? My bad, there's mad noise in the background. Like I said, we're gonna take a step back from doing the podcast. Or the podcast. The investigations and shit like that. Yeah, why? So charge your shit. Why are you taking my shit, bro?
Yo.
Nigga, you use the iPhone to take my wire out, put them in. Just... Yes, no, just take them for right now, bro. Jesus Christ, try to get this podcast and hear more of our fucking talk than anything else. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to take a step back from talking about the investigations and shit like that. We're just going to kind of focus on this for a couple.
Because,
you know, it's a major thing going on in the world. And it's not just this one thing, because it was several ones that have happened over and over and over and over again. That's bullshit. Like,
yeah, it's just going, it's getting worse. This world, you know, everything is going way to hell.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, hold on. Not for nothing, I blame the one that's in office.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, yes, we had racism. Like, racism, what the fuck? Racism has been around for years. Like, even centuries. Oh, yeah. But I feel like it's gotten more out of hand more now than ever before. Like, what was it? Just like, what, 4 years ago, we had a black president.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first ever. Like, And we could have technically had a female president this time, but whatever. I'm not touching on no politics. This is just annoying. This might be like a short podcast, because yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, it's annoying, bro. Like this whole
country has gone to hell.
Oh,
everything's gone.
The country.
Yeah.
Good. Finish what you're saying.
I was going to say that we have this virus going around. It's killing people. And then we have this situation going on and everything else on top of all of it.
Yep. Welcome to the new America.
It's old, bro. It's long gone old.
Mm-hmm. And we can't do nothing about it.
I know. I wish we could.
Like, all right, so get a hold of this one. I just got a thing on my phone that said, breaking news, rioting and looting is going on in Philadelphia right now. Or, I'm sorry, not Philly. Well, yeah, I guess it's still part of Philly, but Center City. Like, bro, I get people are frustrated. I'm frustrated, too. But a peaceful protest would be perfect. And it was peaceful. There was, what was it? I think early in the day in Philly, there was a protest with this, or New York or somewhere. I forget where the hell it was. And they knelt to one knee, put their fist up in the air, and chanted, I think it was like, silence will not, we won't be silenced or some shit like that. I forget how it goes. I was reading it today. And, you know, like I said, I forget where exactly it was and what the chant was, but it was something of that nature, and I just forget the city. So, you know, like, don't know, man. It's just really getting out of that pocket with everything, and
yeah, it sucks. I agree.
It sucks. And this has been plaguing the country for years, bro. Even for centuries. Centuries, bro.
Like, definitely.
It's just... Wow. It's bullshit to me. And then, you know what the worst part is?
What?
They arrested the cop that killed, like, that did that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're charging him for murder on third degree, and I think murder two or some shit like that. And he says, like, if convicted, he'll get, like, 12 years. Which, regardless, he's gonna get convicted because there's a full fucking video proof that he was doing what happened. Like, the worst part about this, though, honestly, is the simple fact that, like, well, I just lost my train of thought. What the fuck? Hold on, it'll come back to me in a second. Four of them got fired. The one that was actually the one that killed the guy or whatever for kneeling on the back of his neck, that ultimately led to his death. Or not his back, I'm sorry, back of his neck. That's the main one. I read an article about him that he was okay with something at one of these clubs that he was working with, but was, like, more aggressive to the other side, to the others, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, when I read that, I was like, that's a big red flag. Like, how are you okay with this group but not that type of group? I'm lost.
Yeah, it's very confusing with that.
Like, that shit just aggravated me. And then apparently he had, like, 15 complaints against him. Like, how was you still a cop, though, bro? I don't understand that concept.
I don't either, because it doesn't make any sense. If you're getting complaints constantly, you shouldn't even be a cop anymore. You should have lost that job by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
Or that what you might call it?
You should be gone. That's it. Like, buried. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh yeah.
It's bullshit.
It really is. It's gone. This has gone too far.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's only gonna get worse. It's like, that's how it's gonna go.
Still, like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. You'll be hearing about it a lot when you go into work. They'll have it on TV, I guarantee it. But I just try to get that out there real quick because, Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, because I had no idea this was happening. I had no idea.
Yeah, well, like I said, join the club. I didn't know for, like, a little bit. And then when I seen it, I forget where I seen it first. I think it was, like, Facebook, but on, like, the stories, because I'm looking around on Facebook. That was when I first seen it. Like, I seen the picture, and I had to read the article. Because I was like, what the fuck is this all about? And then when I was reading it, it was like, you know, Minnesota cop is a murderer. Or I forget what the fuck it said, like, the headline I read it. I was like, wow, that's some vile shit. And, like, then I seen the picture with the hands in the pocket, and I was like, wow, a cop, you're just nonchalantly kneeling on the back of the guy's neck with your hands in your pocket. You're a tough guy. Ooh, you're fearing for your life. Ooh. Like, that shit that shit had me fucking steaming mad today. And then when I was at work, that's why I read the article about him being, like, okay with Latinos and then, like, excuse me, and then, being more aggressive towards the other minorities. And I was like, wow, that's some, like, that right there should have been one of the biggest red fucking flags. But then the 15 complaints that he had, that there alone should have been like the top of the crop. Yeah, that should be like, why is he still here?
He should have been gone. They should have fired him.
Mm-hmm.
Or expelled.
Nah, just fired, because they don't expel people. They just fire people. But like, well, it's bad. Like,
yeah, it is bad.
I don't know anymore. But they did. Like I said, they did protest. Minnesota was where it started. There was little ones in like over by the Barclays Center in New York. Philly had that. Now they're on curfew because they turned violent. But I mean, if y'all not listening, something gotta happen.
Yeah.
So if y'all don't listen the first few times when they try to tell you like, "Hello, we want to say something without being physical," and then you don't listen,
it's gonna bite
and
you.
And then when it turns violent, then you're like, "Oh shit, we should have listened." Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like I said, this one I thought was gonna be a little bit longer, but it's really not, because like I said, I just want to get that off my chest, because that shit was bothering me for a few days.
Oh, I believe it.
What else? So we'll cut this one. We will leave this though. Friday, I gotta get at work. I know you're coming to work to help out. My girl's
coming
gonna
in
take
on Friday to help you out.
Yeah. Well, my girl's gonna take me to the bridge in New Hope after I get out of work, like after I shower and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna go there with her and see what's up. Maybe record something or do like a voice recording. So I don't know. We'll see. What else? I don't know. Oh. So I have a baseball season coming up. Baseball season coming up. My first practice is technically tomorrow, but because I'm working, I can't go. So next Sunday I'll be going. So basically what we're going to have to do with podcasting and doing our YouTube videos when we get to that stage is to we're going to have to go to the place we're going to investigate, be there from like 12 to maybe 4, go home, basically just give you the stuff because you have the laptop. I don't have nothing right now. Have you edit the video and post it by Saturday. That way Saturday I could sleep almost all night, or, you know, all day, all night, and then halfway through Sunday, that way I could start doing my baseball, because they're talking about doing, like, practice at, like, 11 o'clock, and I was like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's good that you got baseball coming
up.
Yeah,
no, I'm happy about that. I got practice. My practice are going to be Sundays, but like for right now, but my games are going to be Sunday. Like, all right, so right now, because we have a month to prepare, so we're going to practice just on almost every other Sunday, but our games are every Sunday as well, so our practices will probably change. So, it should be fun.
What did you end up now?
Yeah, I've been in contact with the guy that runs the team, like the coach, or co-coach or whatever. We've been talking about that for a minute, and I let him know. He's like, "Let me get your schedule." I was like, "Well, I work every other Sunday, and I'm usually off Tuesday, work Wednesday, Thursday, and have off Friday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday are my weekends off." But he was like, "What about this week?" And I told him about this week, because they like, I don't know if you've seen it, but I work my 3 days. So today, tomorrow, Monday, and I'm off for 3 fucking days, and I come back on payday, and then I'm off the weekend. Like, what the hell is 10 cents is that? Like, shit's weird. Shit is bougie. All right, well, we got radio silence on this side. Well, that side, not this side. This side's not silence, but you are. Bro, I'm going to cut it here. Oh, not here, but in a couple, like in like 20, I'll cut it, upload it, and call it a day. Everybody be safe. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.